This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Austin filmmakers are debuting a new documentary about the Saxon Pub. The club on South Lamar is a fixture for singer-songwriters and their fans, but like many other music venues in town, the Saxon Pub was endangered by higher costs and a crush of development around it. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, just before it was too late for either, the fates of the club and the film took a turn.
For most of three decades, the Saxon Pub has been an outpost in Austin's live music scene.
My name is Joe Abels. I own the Saxon Pub. We were just out here on an island in 90. There was a broken spoke, and then there was a horseshoe. And it was pretty dead, mostly used car lots, you know, and some old dilapidated apartments next to us. And, you know, there was nothing here. Across the street was a car wash.
But over the last 15 years, South Lamar has filled in. There are more apartments, restaurants, and businesses. Most of those car lots are gone. The Saxon looked like it would be headed out, too. The biggest factor is a familiar one.
Property values are so high, and we're all paying triple net if we're renting. And when you're paying that property tax, that's a killer to overcome. And then you're paying other taxes. Mainly rent has killed the venues, the rent factor, no doubt.
The real estate around the Saxon was being gobbled up, and the dirt underneath Abel's bar was worth much more than the building.
The Saxon Pub, which is a place I love to go and watch music, was going to be relocating, moving.
That's Jeff Sandman. He is the director of the new film, Nothing Stays the Same, the story of the Saxon Pub.
This was back in 2015, and originally I got involved because I just wanted to document the club before it was gone and just get some good live performances, interviews, and preserve that history.
The Saxon Pub is the kind of place that's small enough for acts to get their start and big enough for longtime Austin favorites to mix it up with world-renowned musicians, all within a cozy reach of the crowd. This is Austin-based singer Malford Milligan from the film.
And here I am walking on stage to sing Too Many Memories with Bonnie Raitt. And that's the first time I've been nervous in a long time because I'm singing with Bonnie Raitt, you know. But it was so much fun. It was, it's one of the nights I'll definitely take to my grave.
Once I got started on this film and I'd gotten familiar with the patrons of the Saxon Pub and the bartenders and the owner and then eventually the musicians, you heard their struggles.
Lisa K. Fonenstil is a producer on the film.
And, you know, they're pouring their heart and soul out into jobs that we as a community should appreciate more. And it became more and more evident that we needed to really pay tribute to the Saxon Pub and the musicians and everybody who made that pub great before it went away or before it moved.
But making art takes money. So to get the film moving forward, the filmmakers turned to the artists who frequented the Saxon Pub stage to complete the virtuous circle of funding a film about the funding of a music venue that helps fund musicians who help fund a film.
Hey guys, Robin Shane here. I want to take a second to tell you about a Kickstarter that's going on right now. The Saxon Pub, they are making a documentary about this place. Guys, this is one of the most iconic places right here in Austin, Texas for live music.
The first time film collaborators brought in another producer, Jeffrey Brown, who helped bring other local documentaries to the screen. A film project planned for months turned into years. Totally normal for documentaries, but sometimes delays turn into a gift for the story. By the end of 2016, the Saxon Pub had a new champion in Gary Keller. He is the chairman and CEO of Keller Williams, the international real estate company based in Austin. Keller gives through the All ATX Foundation. The organization benefits the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, or HAM, the Sims Foundation, Austin Music Foundation, and Black Fret. He's also a big fan of the Saxon.
Purchased the building. Said, "You stay there, I'll buy it." I said, "Yes, of course." So we're good. He deed restricted it. It will only be a music venue forever. So, you know, that down the road is still going to be here. So that's one thing he's doing. He's trying to do it. Trying to help as many as he can.
The completion of another circle. A real estate executive saves a music venue nearly squeezed out by high real estate prices that, broadly speaking, help fuel the wealth of a real estate executive. For Joe Abels, the timing could not have been better. For the storytellers, it was also a dream. Their film about the story of the Saxon Pub debuts Wednesday at the Paramount during South by Southwest. But beyond that, producer Fonenstil says There are little things we all can do to keep live music going in Austin.
We need to step up. We need to go to live music. We need to tip the band. We need to tip the sound guy. We need to tip the bartender so that they can have a livelihood in a community that is getting more and more expensive to live in and to thrive in.
There could be more help for music venues in the near future, this time from the city of Austin. Last week, the city announced its $750,000 Creative Space Grant program can be used by for-profit venues. The grants can be used to supplement rent and other improvements, and it may keep other Austin favorites around for a little bit longer.
Take me to the Saxon Pub on South Lamont Boulevard, where they dig the blues.
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.